Bolts halts service after AI-powered attack wave. Bolts, a non-custodial cross-chain swap protocol, has paused its service after a sustained wave of what it described as AI-assisted hacking attempts. According to reporting from Cointelegraph published August 4, 2026, the protocol said attackers were discovering and adapting exploits faster than its small team could review and patch them. The decision to go offline is defensive. Rather than keep the service running while probes continued, Bolts chose to stop the flow entirely and remove the attack surface until it can respond on more even footing. An automated attacker against a lean team, Bolts operates submarine swaps and cross-chain exchanges that let users move between Bitcoin, the Lightning Network, and other chains without handing custody to a third party. That design is a strength for users who want to spend from their own wallet rather than trust a central operator with their funds. It is also demanding to defend because the protocol has to be correct across multiple chains and settlement paths at once. The framing in the protocol's own explanation is the part worth sitting with. This was not a single clever exploit that slipped through. It was a pace problem. Attackers were reportedly using AI to generate, test, and refine attempts quickly enough that a small human team could not keep up with review and remediation. When the offense iterates in minutes and the defense iterates in hours or days, the gap compounds. That asymmetry is the story. Automated tooling lowers the cost of probing a codebase, mutating an approach after each failed attempt, and trying again. A lean open-source team does not get to automate the hard part, which is judgment about whether a fix is correct and complete. The wider pattern in self-custody security. Bolts follows a run of hardware and self-custody security incidents this year. ColdCard warned MK3 owners after a 594 BTC theft, later worked with law enforcement and destroyed vulnerable inventory, and a separate exploit pushed roughly $90 million out of cold storage. Those events involved different mechanics, but they point at the same reality. The non-custodial world removes counterparty risk and replaces it with the burden of getting the technology exactly right, every time on your own. Self-custody remains the right call for many users, precisely because it avoids the failure mode of a custodial provider freezing or losing balances. The way FTX and Wirecard depositors learn the hard way, the trade is that security responsibility does not disappear. It moves. With a non-custodial protocol, that responsibility sits with a code base and the team maintaining it, and now that team is being tested by tools that never tire. Practical takeaways while the service is down. If you had funds or pending swaps routed through Bolts, treat the pause as a hard stop and wait for official confirmation before assuming anything about in-flight transactions. Do not act on unofficial recovery links or DMs offering to restore access. Attention on a paused protocol is exactly when impersonation scams surface. For anyone relying on non-custodial rails more broadly, the episode is a reminder to keep meaningful balances off any single always-online service and to favor tools with active, resourced maintenance. A protocol that pauses itself when it sees it is losing the race is behaving responsibly. It is choosing user safety over uptime, which is the correct order. The uncomfortable part is what this signals for smaller crypto projects generally. AI does not just help builders ship faster. It hands the same speed to whoever is trying to break the thing. A 2- or 3-person team defending a live protocol is now up against an adversary that can run thousands of variations without paying for a single hour of human attention. Bolts is one of the first to name that dynamic out loud and act on it.